The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber, is our guest for this half hour. How are you doing, Todd?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what is new at the Pensacola Chamber?
So, yeah, big week for us coming up. We have our 134th annual meeting happening Wednesday. Sold out, so I'm sorry if you didn't get your tickets yet. We are already sold out, but very excited to celebrate 134 years. People may not know this, but we are actually the oldest sustained chamber in the state of Florida.
Oh, wow.
Started in
1889. Mm-hmm.
And it's just exciting to be able to bring everyone together, give an update on all the activities of the previous year, and then looking forward to another exciting year getting started. Our fiscal year, kind of our year, runs from October 1 to September 30th. And we were founded on September 18th, 1889. So it works really well to go ahead and have our annual meeting at this time.
Absolutely. So where is it going to be held?
So it'll be Sanders Beach. Mm-hmm. It's a luncheon, 11:30 to 1. And it's going to be a full program. It'll look like one of our board meetings, and they'll be getting reports directly from the chairs of our different committees on their work and the things that they've been doing, and a few more things that'll give you a real sense of the year that we've had at the chamber, the things that we've been doing. And then we have our awards for Small Business of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, Ambassador of the Year, and Board Member of the Year will be there at the end of the program.
Okay, perfect. So are you able to share at this point any of the nominees?
We're going to keep it a surprise.
You're going to keep it a surprise?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, it's a great slate, and we'll be very excited to announce those on Wednesday.
When did it sell out?
Golly, it sold out. I think we just had like a few seats that we were able to sell last week.
Okay.
And just kind of fit some folks in. But we've been very fortunate recently with activities. It seems like people really have a desire to go to events. And so we've been able to sell out most of our events. And this is it's always good to get those tickets taken care of. And then you can focus on the program and make sure that everything's set up for a great day.
Absolutely. So people want to sponsor or attend next year, they have to do it earlier.
Exactly. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, something that we've got upcoming. But so annual meetings Wednesday. We have our September business after hours is Thursday evening. We're going to host that at the chamber, 418 West Garden Street in the CoLab building, up on the fourth floor across from Everman's. So if you've never been to our offices, you can come up and check it out. Also, if you want to get a table for your business and set up, it's $25 to get a table and bring some of your materials about your business some snacks or beverage for people to enjoy. But should be a great evening, and that's Thursday at the chamber, starting at 5:00. So
is there a cost to that?
It's free. Just if you want to get a table, that's $25. But for if you just want to come and enjoy the business after hours, that's free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is September Chamber Month in Florida?
I should know that, but I don't. Okay. I haven't seen anything on that.
Well, so. Todd, where I came from.
Yeah.
Everybody's sick of, he's talking about Wisconsin again. But in Wisconsin, they always made September Chamber Month. So I was just curious if that was a thing in other places too.
Right.
So,
no, yeah. I've not seen that. Okay. Florida. So maybe I'll have to do a little research.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah.
So that sounds good. What else can they expect from business after hours?
Yeah, it's really just a time to network, get to know other chamber members. Really great for small businesses if you're trying to get acclimated and find out what are some of the resources in our area. Who are some of the other small businesses that you can connect with and get to know? It's just a great opportunity to network, and we've got some awesome door prizes as well, which is always fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I used to work at a chamber, as you know, Todd, and so it is a great opportunity for small businesses to connect and do that B2B connection, and they walk away with not only those business connections, but a lot of them turn into lifelong friendships.
Exactly. And that's what I love seeing is those connections. You see people who, you know, they're new to the chamber, or, you know, they haven't been as engaged, and they start coming to these events, and you see them over and over and over again. And they connect with folks. And like you say, they become lifelong friends, and, you know, they're really growing their business by making these connections and developing these friendships.
Okay, perfect. What else is going on?
So next Wednesday, we have our Workforce Wednesday Lunch and Learn, which will be at the Chamber. And we're going to be hearing from our local education partners on what they're doing in the workforce space. So we'll have folks from UWF, Pensacola State, Pensacola Christian, and the school district talking about their programs, how they're training the workforce of the future, and how you can get involved as a, you know, with your business. And you know, if you're looking for employees, and from the folks I talk to, there are a lot of people looking for employees. Learn about the resources that are available at our higher education and secondary education facilities, and what they're doing to help fill those positions.
Absolutely. So what industries, I guess, is the chamber seeing there being a stronger need for workforce?
It really seems to be across the board. You know, I talked to folks, you know, obviously tourism, there's always a need in the hospitality market, but, you know, talking to professional business, you know, services as well, you know, there's been a need. We had Mark Faulkner with Baptist Healthcare at our last Good Morning Pensacola breakfast, and spoke to him a little bit about their recent hiring. He said that actually in healthcare, it's gotten a little bit better. And, you know, the pandemic obviously was a strain on healthcare employees. And I know that they were struggling there for a little while, but sounds like they've come back strong, hiring more folks. But there's still a need. You know, we're blessed with three hospitals in our community between Baptist, Ascension, Sacred Heart, and HCA Florida West. So, you know, there's always that. And I know there are programs that each of these hospitals have to get people into training and you know, make sure that they can get the resources that they need. So if, you know, if healthcare is something that you're interested in, that there are opportunities there. But this Lunch and Learns next Wednesday, it'll be at the Chamber. $20 covers your lunch, and you'll get to learn a lot about what's happening in the workforce space.
That's awesome. And like I said, I know there's so much need out there. IT, cybersecurity, that's another area.
Yes. Yeah, lots of opportunities, and they're good paying jobs. And I know a lot of these businesses will help train you. You know, they'll hire you and train you and make sure you get the certificates that you need. You know, our workforce development director, Carolyn Fries, we're kind of fortunate she's funded through CareerSource Escarosa, but she's a resource to area chambers. And, you know, CareerSource has a lot of programs that businesses may not be aware of that they can take advantage of to help, you know, when you're hiring someone, get the person that you're hiring, get them the training they need, you know, on-the-job training programs, you know, that'll pay for part of their salary, things like that. So, you know, if you're a business and you're looking for employees, reach out to CareerSource. They've got a lot of funding through the state, a lot of grants that they can tap into, and that can help you as you're looking to fill those jobs.
And I would guess that another good resource locally and to get experience and what have you is obviously NAS Pensacola. One of my daughter's friends, their parents work out there as a nurse, and he's making a good career out of it, as you said. And so having the base here is obviously a true asset.
Yeah, you know, over half of our economy in the two-county region is thanks to our military presence here. I mean, obviously, we have NAS Pensacola, Corry Station, NAS Whiting Field. It's just a huge impact. And something that we want to see is those folks, as they retire, stay in our area. And you hear about folks who've come through and maybe they get stationed in other places, either in the United States or across the world, but they come back to Pensacola. And that's what we want to see. We want to see those folks come back or stay and make sure that they have those jobs. You know, if they're in healthcare, you know, there's a way to easily transition them into those jobs that are available, making that something that as easy as possible, so you know, we can keep those folks here.
Absolutely. Todd Thompson, President and CEO of Pensacola Chamber, is our guest today. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for him. And I guess just to kind of put a pin on that discussion is that I've talked to lots of retirees, military retirees, and they've commented over and over again that they were stationed here for just a brief time. They did a lot of service around the country elsewhere and decided to come back to Pensacola for their retirement. And that's awesome. It's a testament to a great community.
It really is, and it's something you always love to hear that, you know, a lot of these folks have been all over the country and have not had the best experience in other communities, which I find shocking, mm-hmm. You know, that they'll say, yeah, we were in somewhere in California or Virginia or Washington, and they just didn't like us. They didn't want us there, and I find that just stunning that mm-hmm. a community would not embrace, you know, our military men and women who, you know, sacrifice so much to protect our country. And so that's, you know, one of the things that I just love about Northwest Florida, our community. You know, we embrace the military, and we just had the commissioning of the McCool last week, and, you know, the community just turned out for that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were kind of helped manage some of that at the chamber, and we got so many phone calls and people stopping by and wanting more information and do the tours, you know, find out about the commissioning. So it's exciting that you know, that we have such a presence, and you know, we've got to do what we can to protect that. There's always threats that you know, we have to be mindful for. You know, we do trips up to Washington DC to talk to not just our local legislators in DC, but also folks from, you know, other parts of the country who are, you know, kind of control the purse strings, and mm-hmm. we got to make sure that we're getting what we need to keep our bases secure and growing, and we keep the missions here that we have, and hopefully get some more.
Yeah, so you're probably talking to the Armed Services Committee, the Appropriations Committee.
Exactly.
Those folks.
Yep. Yep.
So. Awesome. So I guess talk to me a little bit about your experience with the McCool.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, you don't realize how large those ships are until you really get up there up mm-hmm. close and see it. I know that there were some folks who got to ride it from Panama City over to Pensacola. I was not able to do that, but that sounded like a really cool experience. And, you know, just to be able to interact with the men and women that are on the ship and, you know, learn about their story and, you know, their commitment to our country and why they do what they do. And then for them to get to experience Pensacola and the community for that entire week, it was just really cool to see that. And you know, hopefully we'll be able to do another one not too distant future.
I was actually going to ask about that. So is the McCool kind of a one-off thing, or are they making more plans for more of these?
I haven't heard any specific plans for any. There were, you know, we were going to have one around 2020, and obviously that got that had to be done mm-hmm. differently because of what happened. But so that was, you know, 4 years ago. So hopefully we can get into more of a rhythm of these happening and happening in Pensacola.
That'd be awesome. I've in my former state. Sorry, second time I mentioned Wisconsin. But no, they have a great shipbuilding company up there, and so I've been part of the keel lane ceremonies and been part of the christening ceremony where it gets dropped into the water.
Right.
And so that's been really cool. But to be part of the commissioning, which is one more step in the life of a ship, to have that come to Pensacola is a really special thing.
Yeah, no, it's really awesome. So, yeah, hopefully we see more in the not too distant future.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, what else is the chamber working on?
So, I mentioned earlier you were talking about sponsorships and tickets mm-hmm. for annual meeting. So, we are heading into our what we call our total resource campaign. It's our campaign that we do every fall to secure those sponsorships for all of our events throughout 2025. So if you're a chamber member and you sponsored something in 2024, you either should have received or will be receiving soon the notice for your renewals. So if you sponsored something this year, you have right of first refusal to go ahead and get those sponsorships again for next year. And that's for all of our events, annual meeting, PACE Awards, the golf tournament, our State of Series, Good Morning Pensacola, Business After Hours, anything that we do, you can go ahead and secure those. If you did them this year, you get to secure them for next year. And then once the renewal period ends, we'll go into the full campaign where any chamber member can sponsor any event, any of our communications, our e-blasts, other types of communications that we have, member news that goes out every Friday. You can get your tables for all of our events throughout the year. And we do this because in the past we used to have an event upcoming and we'd spend half our time chasing sponsors, trying to sell tables, all that. And this just helps us organize for 2025. So if we can sell as many sponsorships and tables and tickets now, then we can plan and organize and really focus on the events next year. That way, and we're also not chasing you around for, hey, sponsor this, get a table for that. Mm-hmm. You can, pick the four or five things you want to do, write us one check, and then, you know what you're going to be coming to. We don't have to chase folks for sponsorships and that sort of thing. So it's called our Total Resource Campaign. You'll see more activity on our social media and e-blasts and that sort of thing in the coming weeks. But again, like I said, we're in the renewal period now. So if you sponsored something in 2024, you have the opportunity to go ahead and get that locked down. Then it'll be open to the general membership starting in October.
Yeah, that is nice to have one-stop shopping versus, like I said, going back to the business over and over again and being like, okay, I just talked to you.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's so, like, weren't you just here asking about sponsorships?
So, absolutely. Yes. So what is that timeline? You said that the people that have right of first refusal have that opportunity, but then that's going to end at a certain point. So when is that point, and then when does it open up to every other business?
Right. So the right of first refusal period will end first week in October, and then the general campaign will open October 7th.
Mm-hmm. And I would guess that there's still opportunities or openings of different events where people could maybe jump in now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there'll be plenty of opportunities. And we'll have a website that will be that will go live and we'll be sending out that people can go through and look and not just see the events, but there's, description of what you get with your sponsorship. And, and we also have volunteers. So if you have questions, we'll have volunteers that you can reach out to, and they'll also be coming to member businesses to talk to them about sponsorships as well. So, we'll have a team working on this, and it'll run through middle of November. So, we're about 2 months away from the close. So, like I said, the plan is to get everything sold during this campaign, and that way we can go ahead and plan for next year.
Talk to me a little bit about the visibility that businesses get out of becoming a sponsor.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So that is part of each sponsorship. You get on our social media. Anytime that we're pushing out the event, you get that recognition. You're on all of the signage, you're in the program, any kind of things that we're putting up on the screen during the event. So it's a real opportunity to get your name out. And sometimes, you have businesses that are really focused on certain areas. So we have our State of Education luncheon every year. So if you're really into education, that might be an event that you're like, yeah, I want to help sponsor that. So you can focus on that. We have State of the Military in the fall. That's another great event where if you're like, yes, I want to show my support for what the chamber is doing with the military, then that's another opportunity. So yeah, it's like sometimes just finding that niche, and sometimes it's just telling us, hey, we only have X amount of dollars we can spend on sponsorships. Kind of guide us and tell us, where do you think this is would be best spent? And then, you know, we're happy to talk to folks about that as well.
Absolutely. Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber, is our guest today. Again, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for him. Yeah, I mean, sponsorships are a great way to have businesses get their visibility. And certainly, like you said, if they have certain goals, you're going to help them achieve that too.
Right. Yeah, and that's, you know, we want to do what we can to help, you know, you get your message out. You know, we do that with our ribbon cutting. If you're a new member to the chamber, you know, our ribbon cutting is not just we show up and cut a ribbon. We do a full program and stream it live on our social media platforms. That includes an interview with Lico Crump, our digital marketing.
Lico's awesome.
Yeah. He's our guru. And, you know, we've got, I think, over 13,000 followers on Facebook. 5,000 or so on Instagram and LinkedIn. So we use all those social media platforms, but that, you know, that's just the ribbon cutting. You get that, you know, kind of, and then, you know, $450 a year is our lowest membership level. But I mean, that event right there where you get all of that coverage on our social media and our ambassadors come, it's an incredible way to, you know, get your message out, and I think it's worth the price of your membership right there. But there's so many other things that we do. You get a free e-blast if you're a member. You know, you can put something in our member news that goes out every Friday. As a member, you get to do that for free. So just lots of ways to help get your word out.
Yeah. So I know businesses that are maybe thinking about this. I mean, certainly, again, having worked for a chamber, I know that it's really part of their marketing strategy. So if they want to reach certain people in Pensacola, just work it into your marketing budget. It's a good opportunity to become a member. Like you said, benefit from the ribbon cuttings, from the different events. If you're a business that's, for example, veteran-owned and you want to be affiliated with veteran events, your military luncheon, for example, would be a good connection for that.
Absolutely, yes. And so, again, you know, you'll be seeing more about this in our upcoming communications. But if you're interested, you can reach out to us as well at the Chamber. 475-4999. Our website is PensacolaChamber.com, and you can find us either under Pensacola Chamber or Greater Pensacola Chamber on all of the social media platforms.
Okay. So anything, we have about a minute left here. Anything else that you want to highlight before you head out?
Just that, again, we have our annual meeting on Wednesday. Title sponsor is Pennair Credit Union. Thank you to them for their support. Like I said, we're sold out, but we'll be sending out a press release with all the winners of our awards this year, our Small Business of the Year, Nonprofit Ambassador of the Year, and Board Member of the Year. But really excited for that. We've got a lot going on. So, if you want to check us out, PensacolaChamber.com. And just want folks to get engaged and be a part of all the great things we're doing.
Yeah. Quick question. So with the annual meeting, is there like a entertainment? Is there a silent or live auction as part of that at all?
No, it's really just a program, a luncheon and a program that, you know, like I said, going to try to tell the story of the past year and what's coming up for next year as well.
All right. Todd Thompson, Pensacola Chamber. Thank you for being our guest.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mark.